OTAs have begun across the land. In some cases, they began a little bit ago. In two cases, I believe, Baltimore and Arizona. Baltimore begins today, so we'll see if Lamar Jackson's there. I don't see any reason why he wouldn't be. Every single team has had its presumed starter at quarterback show up for OTAs, except for one. Do you buy it that it's important? I'd love to know. Do you think that Aaron Rodgers is a marked difference in number of wins from Mason Rudolph? Because I don't. Tell me more, Limits, about why you think it's worth the wait with Rodgers and why you think, for example, this is a significant upgrade on, say, Russell Wilson, because I see basically the same guy. Russell Wilson in 11 games here last year had 16 touchdown passes and 5 picks and a 95.6 rating. Aaron Rodgers in 6 more games had 28 touchdowns and 11 picks and a passer rating that was 5 points less. So I'm presuming you think if Rodgers were here last year, they would have won more games and maybe won a playoff game?
Yes. Sorry to interrupt there. I think maybe one more game they would have won, potentially 11 wins, potentially. And a playoff game, I think they would have been better positioned with an 11th victory or however the schedule would have turned out so that they would not have to go to Baltimore. And maybe instead they'd be playing against Houston or some other team where they had a better chance to be able to win that playoff game. I don't think that Russell Wilson just has it anymore. Like, I think he's shot. I don't think has much football left in the
tank.
Why
is he shot but Rodgers is not? That's the part of your argument I don't get.
I still think that Rodgers has good arm strength and is able to decipher things at the line of scrimmage well enough, and I know you're going to throw the point back at me that they don't let Russell Wilson audible. They're not going to bring Aaron Rodgers in here and not let him audible at least some of the time. They're just not. I refuse to believe that.
I mean, they didn't for Ben or Russell.
I refuse to believe it. I don't think that they will. Aaron Rodgers is going to have some ability to be able to do that.
Some, yeah.
And, I mean, Ben at the very end that last year just... I mean, I know it was Ben, but he was not nearly the same guy that he was. And Russell Wilson, they clearly did not trust at the end, but they probably felt an obligation to play because they brought him in first as the guy.
Well, you say that Ben wasn't the guy that he had been, and yet with a coordinator named Matt Canada and a rookie center named Kendrick Green, in 16 games, he had 22 touchdowns, 10 picks, and a passer rating that was just as good as Rodgers was last year in New York.
The eye test, though. I mean, come on. I love Ben. Ben is one of my favorite players of all time. But he was not nearly the same guy in that final year. I mean, they had to carry him in stretches.
I mean, clearly he wasn't vintage Ben. But did you watch Aaron Rodgers last season?
I did, yes.
And you thought that he wasn't a shell of his former self?
He's not MVP Aaron Rodgers. But I still think that he has one more year in him.
In this
still
system?
Still good arm strength.
In this system?
We don't know what this system is.
Exactly.
Nobody knows what this Arthur Smith offense is. With Aaron Rodgers, with Russell Wilson, with Justin Fields, whoever. We don't know what it looks like. So we have no idea how to properly answer that with, well, how will Aaron look in this system? I'm sure he'll bring some plays with him that he's going to utilize too. Because Aaron Rodgers, because they're bowing down to him, and they didn't want to do that with Russell Wilson, so he is going to bring something in with him.
Will he play for $10 million like he claims he will?
I don't think so.
Why wouldn't you make him do that? Why wouldn't, if you're Art, say, listen, let's do the $10 million deal you talked about, because that would really mean a lot to our football team. And then if he doesn't take it, say, forget it.
Well, they're definitely not going to say forget it at this point. They've waited long enough where they're at the point of no return.
Just a little while longer, Art says.
But they're at the point of no return right now. Like, I don't even think Russell Wilson's going to play that much in New York with the Giants. It's probably going to end up being Jackson Dart's team.
You can throw Aaron Rodgers, last year's Russell Wilson, and final year Ben into a bucket and shake them up, and they're all coming out equally to me. That's where you and I differ greatly here. However, you might be right in the end. Maybe it's worth the wait. I don't think so.
Well, and if Aaron sucks and he's bad and the team is awful and they win 6 games, that's fine by me too.
Different question.
I'm open to both possibilities.
Very different question. To signing him because he might suck is different than signing him because he might be really good, which you think he could be.
Right. I think he can win them 10 games and potentially a playoff game, potentially, depending on the matchup.
412-928-9370. And then our other question is a baseball question. Is it time for Henry Davis to basically take over catching duties for the Pirates? Realizing that Joey Bart has been pretty good this year, you know, but Davis is a better defensive player and is starting to hit and was the number one overall pick that you drafted. So you have to find out about this guy. And Limits and I agreed on at least a 60-40. And yeah, you want Bart's bat in the lineup, I guess. It's not like Bart's, you said he was one of their best hitters. He's actually...
Well, consider they do not have a lot of good hitters.
Well, his OPS is below Cruz, McCutchen, Falefa, Canario, Fraser, and Valdez. So I don't know that I agree with your statement that
Valdez
he's one of
hasn't played in like a month and a half. He's out for the year, too.
Okay, take out Valdez. He has 91 at-bats. I don't think that Joey Bart's been one of your best hitters. He has one home run and a 655 OPS. So put it this way. We can disagree all we want. And you and I have been disagreeing since 8:30 this morning when I called you. Oh, wait, it was 9:30. I don't think it's going to be a season wrecker to give up some of Joey Bart's at-bats and move him out of the catching role. He has one home run and a 655 OPS and a 308 slug. Joey Bart in 146 at-bats has 7 extra base hits. Okay? Henry Davis has... he only has 3, but he's only taken 49 at-bats. The point is Henry Davis has an 800 OPS this month, but the real point is he's Henry Davis, and he's a better defensive player. Make him your catcher most of the time. Keep Bart's bat in the lineup if you like, or not. I think it's time for Henry Davis Limits.
I do agree with that Henry Davis should be playing the majority of the time. Even if you have to DH him a game, and you move Bart around, you move McCutchen around, whatever you have to do to cater to Henry Davis, I am okay with it.
Well, make no mistake, if you're playing Bart and Davis, McCutchen stands to get fewer at-bats.
Yes.
And he has a 740 OPS, which is second on the team.
But this
so
season...
You better get creative about it, McCutchen better play the field a little bit more. That's the only way out of this.
Yeah, he can play some left, he can play some right.
He can play left?
He played left in New York.
For how many games this season has he played the field?
It's just a game. I think 5 is the total number of games that he played, especially when Reynolds
was
banged up.
Well, now you have Canario, you have Cruz, you have Reynolds, so maybe there's not even room in the outfield if you want to keep playing Canario. There's an Andrew McCutchen dilemma that we all knew could happen, really, in each of the years that they've brought him back now. And now it's really coming home to roost because he's still a pretty good hitter. Pretty good hitter. And you have younger guys you need to play to move forward as a franchise, particularly the guy that you invested a number one overall pick in. So how do you solve that dilemma, Limits?
And that's what should be the priority. Maybe have a tough conversation with McCutchen. The other thing about this is, too, how much of an obligation do you think that the Pirates believe that they owe Andrew McCutchen to play him on a fairly regular, everyday basis?
They probably believe a significant one.
They do. And this is, at least in my belief, probably Andrew McCutchen's final year.
Although they certainly didn't see fit to play him. What was the game where he didn't play earlier this year? Was it opening day? Well, what was the significant game early this year?
Well, there was a game where Cruz was out and Reynolds was also banged up where McCutchen was not in the lineup. It was like a Sunday lineup.
Oh, no, this was a sellout crowd. This was the big crowd for a Skeens game. I forget. What was the occasion?
The Skeens bobblehead game.
There you go.
Where he tweeted like 20 minutes before the game about
there,
not being in the lineup.
There you go. That's what I was remembering. So maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe when they see fit, if they don't think, or if they think they have higher priorities here, then maybe they're not wed to the idea of, yeah, McCutchen has to play a ton.
Well, I mean, he has played the third most games of anybody on the team, third or fourth.
Yeah.
48 games this year. That's tied with O'Neill Cruz.
I know. Reynolds has played 53. Hayes, oh my God, he's played 52.
52 games.
They keep running Tommy Pham out there, which is borderline surreal.
Kiner Falefa's third on the team in hits with 43. McCutchen is fourth.
I mean, he's been very good. That's just the bottom line with him.
Don't look now. Adam Frazier, fifth on the team in hits with 40. More than O'Neill Cruz has.
Yeah, but he didn't get going until the season was over. But if you want to say Adam Frazier is a bottom of the bench guy, I guess.
Yeah, he's a 26 man on your roster at this point.
I just think Henry Davis needs to play, and I think we finally reached the point where it's an issue. The McCutchen thing is an issue. Would you agree?
It is, because there are other younger guys that need at-bats that you need to know about. And prioritizing Henry Davis, as odd as it kind of sounds to say out loud, prioritizing Henry Davis over Andrew McCutchen is probably something that is a difficult thing to do, but you have to do a little bit of.
412-928-9370. There was something else that Terry Bradshaw said that we can agree or disagree with. And there are a couple other pirate issues. Let's actually take a look at the win. My God, Limits, we get a chance to celebrate a win like that. We might as well for a day, right? It's been a long time coming. You thought the game was over. Did you even watch it?
I did think that the game was over. I had it on to begin with, and then I was flipping back and forth watching the NBA game last night. How about Indiana? TJ McConnell, they're a game away.
Amazing.
Going to the finals. And then I turned it back on when I saw that they were starting to catch up. And then I saw the Reynolds homer. Bang.
Bang. Let's listen to that next and talk about it for a little bit. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Do we have the general on the line? We'll get to him in one moment. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And our six-pack brought to you by Bet365. Mark Cabali is going to join us later from OTAs. Dr. Daniel Zangrilli for an hour at noon. Things sometimes get spicy there. Rain throughout the day, not subsiding until evening. A high of Dermoni Dawson, which would be 63. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Let's get to the card of the week, Limits. I am going to go with a Henry Davis card. You?
Joe, that's a great pick. I don't know how much basketball cards are really going for, but TJ McConnell has been playing so well. He has to be my pick.
How about Halliburton?
Or Halliburton, yes. I just tried to go local with McConnell.
First guy in history to go 13, 15, and 10 with zero turnovers in a game.
He played incredible. What, 34 total points?
Holy ostrich milk. Hello, General. How are you?
Gentlemen, good morning. I appreciate you having me today. There's a lot of things going on. So with your permission, we're just going to reward the Starkey's Card of the Week listeners, and we're going to expand it to Cards of the Week. I had Tyrese Halliburton on the side of my desk for a month, waiting for the appropriate time. Now's a good time. We're giving a Tyrese Halliburton Prism rookie away, but that's not the main focus. Tomorrow's Mr. Skeens' birthday. It's always a good time to have a Skeens Card of the Week.
Yes.
So we're adding a Paul Skeens Stadium Club rookie. And then somewhere in the middle of the night, Brian Reynolds changed the whole plan. I've been waiting to use a Brian Reynolds card, but it's been a long time coming, but he certainly merits this week. 4-for-4 with a game-winning bomb. We're putting a game-used bat card of Brian Reynolds into the mix.
Love it.
I'm also going to throw in a Henry Davis because we've been waiting for that for several years, and you guessed it. And I might as well throw in a Bradshaw card, make it 5.
Make it a six-pack. Ron's on his sixth beer already in Fort Myers. Let's honor him with a six-pack. One more.
TJ McConnell to make it our stand. How's that?
I love it.
Six cards for Starkey's Card of the Week, listeners. All good ones.
Incredible. Thank you, General.
You're welcome. You know, one last thing.
Yeah.
When Reynolds hits the home run, it actually dawns on you that that's part of the baseball, right? Like, it's been so long that we've been down, and I'm not a pirate basher. I'm just saying, like, you go, like, wait, it's actually possible to come back and win. That was exciting.
Yeah, so, when you hit, amazing things happen when the bat makes contact with the ball.
Without any mockery involved, literally you've gotten into the custom of, well, we got down 2-0, so like that's the only side of the ball, right? Like, so now that was an exciting comeback.
Yeah, man, it was great. Thank you, General.
You're welcome. You guys have a good week.
That's General Patton, Jeff Patton of the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry for all those cards. That six-pack of cards. Your chance to win comes from going to our website, 93.7thefan.com. Go to our contest page. It'll be very obvious how to get there.